Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, we had some great messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. I've got a couple stories on our Montana Talks website right now. John Tester blaming Kamala Harris for his big election loss here in Montana. Tim in Billings says this, is John Tester even allowed to blame Kamala? Isn't that misogynistic and racist? I thought John Tester was a true blue Democrat ally. So glad he got flushed in November. Yeah, a lot of people were saying that. We flushed the John back in 2024. Jeff in Billings saw the news on FoxNews.com. He says, I just wish he would take responsibility for his loss on his own positions and the support of others who wanted to take this country in the wrong direction. Yeah, good point there by Jeff in Billings as well. Let's jump right into it. We've got Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal here every Monday talking about your business news and more. Evelyn, happy Monday to you. What's the good news to start with here this morning?
Well, I'm not too sure if I found much good news. Some of it's kind of between being good and bad, but I thought it was really interesting to find out that millions of Americans are not going to be able to retire when they thought. A lot of them are continuing to work longer because the rate of inflation and things that have happened leaves them unable to afford to retire. So half of the babies born in the United States in 2007 are projected to live to 103, according to the World Economic Forum. So as lifespans lengthen, wages are not keeping up with inflation. And at the same time, employers have shifted the burden of retirement savings to employees more and more, and the share of people in the workforce who are 65 and older is growing, while the proportion of younger people, 16 to 54, has been shrinking since the late 1990s. So as more and more people reaching 65 find that they have to postpone plans for retirement, and they are sometimes they lose their jobs when they're about 65, so adding to that, if they need to find new jobs, it's very difficult for them at that age. And as that crack grows wider, it will put economic strain on younger generations who have to care for families, contribute to a growing burden of debt for things like student loans and buying homes. And about one in five people over 50 have no retirement savings at all.
At all.
Yeah.
And obviously this, we really saw an uptick where a lot of seniors who thought they were retiring or had already retired, they had to come out of retirement. We saw this especially in the last 4 years because of the massive uptick in inflation alone. All right, Evelyn Pyburn, hold that thought. Lots to talk about back right after this as we get back to business with the Big Sky Business Journal.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance for a spotty late-day rain shower developing. High temperatures close to 50 degrees for Bozeman, mid-60s though for Billings. For tonight, slight chance for light rain-snow mixture early in the evening, with overnight low temperatures dropping back into the lower part of the 30s. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Mediaite built it as an exclusive. Donald Trump Jr. is seriously considering running for president in 2028. There's a series of anonymous quotes, such as a Trump family friend, 100% he will run, but only for president, not VP. He is older and more experienced than J.D. Vance. But then, deep in the story, is this comment from the president's son. So your theory is I worked my ass off to get him to the VP nomination because I want to run for president in 2028. Are you blanking retarded? I'm actually glad you're printing this BS because at least now the rest of the press corps will see how, S blank, 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 your sources are, how easily you're played by them. Congrats, moron. Now, if I had that kind of flat denial, I would put it in the second paragraph or maybe not run the story at all. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines says what's really happening behind the scenes with the Ukraine deal and 17 illegal aliens busted on a job site in Big Fork, Montana. Plus, Doge highlights wasteful spending, at least what they call wasteful spending, at the University of Montana. You know where all those headlines are at? MontanaTalks.com. Make sure you get the app on your smartphone as well and get the alerts, and you'll get that news right away in your inbox. Check it out.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, one thing, you know, talking about good news, especially good economic news, Vince Colonnese, who was filling in for Dan Bongino on Friday and who will be Westwood One's replacement for Dan Bongino starting on St. Patrick's Day, he had a great monologue where he was talking about the good news in the latest jobs report. So I think I'm going to play that for you here in the next half hour because it was fascinating insight from Vince Colonnese, who has also been a top editor for the dailycaller.com. We'll get to that here. Evelyn, I'm looking at the hot sheet here. 2025 looks better for manufacturing. Montana's a big manufacturing state, and looks like these numbers are all out of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, which covers Montana.
Yes. Business indicators for manufacturing was negative in 2024. Surveys of manufacturers are being very positive and rather optimistic, according to a report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. And the manufacturing activity decreased for the second year in a row, 2024. Profits, production levels, and exports decreased as well. In positive news, both productive investment in plant and equipment increased on balance, and profits fell on balance, indicating that lower demand and higher input costs outweighed increased prices. Employment at regional manufacturers also declined. However, manufacturers said they expect growth in every business indicator, and in particular for demand. And one of the things I keep on thinking about is, like even people having to continue to work beyond retirement age and people being laid off, is this huge labor market where people have more jobs than people filling them. And it just seems to me like these different issues should be solved somewhat by this huge demand for labor. It is for the older generation, because one thing they've got is knowledge and experience and wisdom that in many realms is very worthwhile and a benefit for businesses. So,
not to mention a work ethic that sometimes with some in the younger generation can still be a challenge, I think. You know, I think we've still got some great ones, obviously, here in Montana, especially in those younger generations. But definitely that 65-plus crowd still has that strong work ethic that we all were kind of raised with as well. I also wonder, you know, and that's part of what Vince Colonnese talked about on Friday on Bongino's show, is this is why trimming back government spending at the federal level is so important. Federal government spending is what has driven up inflation, and inflation is what, by and large, is driving seniors back into the workforce and back out of retirement because they can't afford everything. And so we stop spending all this federal government money, it'll also lower inflation, which will, you know, then makes things less costly for those senior citizens that are trying to retire. But then on the flip side, too, those young people that are trying to get into their first home or their forever home, you got to get interest rates down to help make that happen, too.
Yeah, and you know, all of that is really true. But also, my goodness, if we're going to live over 100 years old, I think it makes sense that some of this retirement philosophy is going to have to change, because you wind up living half your life not working, you know. How can you support that? You know, you need the income. even if you're old, you need the income. And people are healthier, you know. So, I think that there's good news wrapped up in all of this seemingly bad news, too.
Yeah, it's amazing with fitness and nutrition, and it's just amazing. I just remember being a kid, and, you know, it's like 50s the new, or, you know, 50s the new 40, 60s the new 50, 70s the new 60. I mean, you can be in your 60s and 70s, and it just seems like it's a totally different ball game today than what being in your 60s and 70s was even back in the 1980s, right?
Mm-hmm. And I hear lots of people saying, you know, when they say, oh, they retired, And if you talk to them, they go, oh, I'm busier than I've ever been. And you find out that they are doing other things and not always working, but, you know, volunteering for things. And they're very active. So I just think this is a shift in how people live that is going to have to happen if we're going to live so long.
Yeah, Florida Senator Rick Scott talking about the government, the wasteful government spending. He says people are fed up with wasteful government spending. We've had a 2% increase in population in 5 years and a 53% increase in spending at the federal level. He told this on CNN's State of the Union program Sunday morning. He said, we will not get interest rates down. We will not get inflation under control until we balance the federal budget. So some great comments there. A couple of other stories in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet that we're going to get to here this morning with Evelyn Pyburn. Forest fires, not so hot. We had a story on our Montana Talks website a couple of weeks ago about how there were actually fewer fires here in the West. What about this new paper published last week in Nature Communications about fires in North America? We'll tell you about that story coming up right after this. And right after the Farm and Ranch Report, Evelyn has been looking into honeybees and what is going on with the bee population. So that one will be interesting. Stand by.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We're about to receive another lesson about governments and economic growth, specifically about how hard it is for any government, even a very large and powerful federal government, to make the economy grow faster, and how much more effective government has usually been at destroying growth. That's because when we received a report on how the U.S. economy performed in the first quarter this year, it's likely to show negative growth for the first time in 3 years. It's not set in stone, but according to the Atlanta Fed's well-regarded nowcast of GDP growth, growth will come in at -2.4% for the first 3 months of the year when it gets to announced next month. It still might not come to pass, but if it does, it won't be a complete surprise. The upheaval in tariff policy alone has been destructive to growth. Not only does it pause investment and risk-taking to try to understand where policy is going, but it also steers spending to economically unproductive uses as businesses try to anticipate and mitigate their exposure to new costs. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come our kids in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app.
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Donald Trump signed two executive orders late last week postponing tariffs for products arriving from Mexico and Canada that are covered by a North American trade pact by a month, while lowering the duty to be applied to potash imports. Anything that was covered under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is exempt from the 25% tariffs until April 2nd, a White House official reports. That also includes potash fertilizer. There's still the 10% energy tariff referring to the lower duty applied to Canadian energy exports. The president has also decided to reduce the duty rate that will apply to Canadian potash after April 2nd to 10%. A senior administration official told reporters in the Oval Office that the decision was to protect American farmers. Around 38% of U.S. imports from Canada are covered by the USMCA agreement, while roughly half of those from Mexico are eligible, the administration says. South Dakota's governor has signed a bill prohibiting use of eminent domain from pipelines carrying carbon dioxide, throwing a wrench into Summit Carbon Solutions' project to build a pipeline carrying liquefied carbon dioxide to a sequestration site in North Dakota. The new law injects uncertainty into the company, which includes 2,500 miles of pipeline through Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and the Dakotas that would carry the liquefied carbon dioxide from 57 ethanol plants. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, since you just got the farm and ranch report there from our friend Lane Dorgan, well, let's start with an agricultural-related story here. Evelyn Pyburn, you've been telling me that you've been kind of looking into honeybees. I know there's been concern over the years about, you know, specific declines in the honeybee population, et cetera. What are you digging up?
Well, apparently this past winter has been particularly hard on them. They didn't give any exact reasons for the losses to honeybee colonies across the United States, but it kind of looked like that in Montana, roughly half the bees have expired. And the overall reports are about averaging at about 60% of loss, and these losses surpass historical trends, and they're worried that it will impact U.S. agriculture, and because of course the honeybees are important for pollinating crops, and especially almonds and fruits and vegetables, and there are a number of Montana beekeepers who they travel. They take their bees down to California or wherever there's a season for honeybees, and it's part of their business. And so I imagine they're going to be looking at a tough year this year.
Interesting. So the very cold weather here in Montana even impacted the bee population. Which would be kind of interesting because they always try to tell us that it's somehow global warming that's to blame for everything, right? But no, it's the really cold weather having an impact also. Forest fires, not so hot. You pulled some information from Nature Communications in a new paper published last week.
Yeah, well, you know, we've all been told over and over again that these forest fires that we are seeing are a consequence of global warming, but the Nature Communications, they looked at the historical record of fires by examining tree rings and, you know, just investigating the evidence of how intense fires have been in the past, and they discovered that there are actually fewer fires in the more contemporary period between 1984 and 2022. While incidents of forest fires were far greater between 1600 and 1880. And an interesting part of that is the researchers, when they published their results, they were asked by one group, they were called Reviewer 2, that they not republish their results or to alter them because they were afraid that they would be used by, you know, the deniers.
they didn't want deniers of the climate change propaganda to be able to use their research and their facts against them. That's interesting. It's so reminiscent of the so-called trust the science crowd that was pushing the COVID,
right.
The COVID insanity, and they suppressed and buried information.
They only like the science that fits their rhetoric otherwise, it's not very important.
That's right. Well, but before we get to the Fox News update here in about a minute or so, I know you wanted to put in a plug for the Montana Women's Run. It's not coming up until May, but hey, great event coming up here soon and a good reminder for people to get signed up. This is crazy, too. You were telling me that over a third of the Women's Run participants come from outside of Billings, come from all across Montana, even all across the country.
Yes, we have participants, a good portion of them are from outside our area, and we have, I think we've probably had participants from every state in the nation over time, and we've had participants from other countries, and since COVID created this phenomenon of virtual racing and people, they sign up for the run even if they're not here, and they run or walk wherever they're at, and oftentimes they post pictures and stuff on our Facebook page. So, I wanted to invite everybody to come out this Thursday for Pint Night at Thirsty Street. It runs from 5 to 9, and if you're not crazy about beer, they also have wine, and the first 72 people who come will get a free wine glass with the Montana Women's Run imprint on it.
So, all right. And you'll be there. They'll come just to see you, Evelyn. All right.
Okay.
All right. Go see Evelyn and the Montana Women's Run crew if you're in Billings at Thirsty Street, Pint Night. All right. There you go. This Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m. Evelyn Pyburn, appreciate your reporting as always. Thanks so much for being with us here every Monday as we get back to business with the Big Sky Business Journal. Vince Cox. If you guys didn't hear us mention it last week, Inside Baseball on Radio Land. So after the great Rush Limbaugh was no longer on the radio airwaves, a lot of the radio stations across the country, you know, stayed with Westwood One and carried Dan Bongino's radio show. And then a few also picked up Clay and Buck, who do a great program as well. So our various Montana Talks affiliates have a different lineup, you know, for 24 hours a day. You could be in Northeast Montana and listening to country music, and then all of a sudden, boom, here comes Montana Talks at 9:06 a.m., right? And then likewise, in Billings, after Montana Talks wraps up, and in Bozeman, you get to hear Dan Bongino on the radio. In Butte, you've got Clay and Buck. So what happens after Dan Bongino, one week from today, becomes the deputy director of the FBI? Now, I can't tell you what your individual radio stations are going to do. I haven't heard if any big announcement has been made. But for Westwood One and what they're offering up, Vince Colonnaise has been named as Dan Bongino's replacement. Anyway, he was on Friday. I heard him on the radio Friday. As I was driving home, driving across town, I was listening in. And, man, Vince Colonnaise, who also is a senior editor for thedailycaller.com, and you know the Daily Caller because I'm constantly quoting dailycaller.com stories, either the Daily Caller, either the Daily Wire, or Fox News, or several other great sources. But the Daily Caller is one of those must-read news websites. So this is Vince Colonnaise. Let me see. Did I cue it up in the right spot? I hope I did here. Vince Colonnaise was talking about the jobs report that came out Friday, and he was talking about the fact that
that, oh, yeah, here you go. You've got media outlets already trying to make it look bad and make it look like it's bad because of Donald J. Trump. And so they're saying, oh, look at all these job losses because of the cuts to the federal, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse and the federal job losses. But Vince actually broke down some of the really positive highlights in this latest jobs report. So for a few minutes here, right after the next break, I'm just going to roll. We got permission from Westwood One to play this audio from Vince Colonnais filling in for Dan Bongino on Friday. And then 1 week from today, he'll take over for Dan Bongino on select stations across the country. You know, we were talking with Evelyn about, yeah, 50's the new 40, 60's the new 50. Isn't it amazing with diet and nutrition, how much younger you can look, how much younger you can feel, and how much healthier you can actually be for the long haul. That's why Billings Last Diet is such a great program. I've said it before. Man, I wish I found Billings Last Diet 10 years earlier. You know, when I turned 30, I wish I had found Billings Last Diet. Your kids are young. You're coming home from a deployment. You're starting a new job. It can be crazy, right? Well, some of you are thinking, God, I want to be healthier. I want to be around for my kids and grandkids. That's what losing all that weight can do for you. It's about being healthy. It's about being around for your kids and your grandkids. We've got listeners that have lost 30 pounds, 90 pounds, 130 pounds. The program works, and they've got a remote option now as well. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or call 406-294-6751.
Hey, Sean.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
So this is in line with our earlier conversation with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. Look, why are so many senior citizens having to come out of retirement? Why have so many had to come out of retirement in the last 4 years in particular? Because the price of everything skyrocketed. Because of all the massive federal government spending under Joe Biden and John Tester, that drove up inflation, that drove up the price of everything. Look, if just the price of eggs is up, you can figure out how to get other protein sources, right? You might miss the eggs for a little while, but you've got other options. But when the price of everything goes up, what do you do? For a lot of senior citizens, they've had to come out of retirement. So in line with Florida Senator Rick Scott saying, we had a 2% increase in population in 5 years and a 53% increase in spending. If we want to get interest rates down, if we want to get inflation under control, we've got to balance the federal budget. Not only that, but we've got to peel back this $2 trillion deficit and then $36 trillion debt on top of all of that. That's why this Friday jobs report, when I heard Vince Colonnais on the radio describing what the numbers actually tell us, I thought it was fascinating insight. Here you go. Here's part of what he had to say on Friday.
U.S. economy added 151,000 jobs in February, below expectations. That's Fox Business reporting here, that economists were hoping for 160,000 jobs in their estimates. It was instead at 151,000 jobs being added. The unemployment rate was 4.1%, slightly higher than economists' expectations that it would remain at 4%. But if you look into this data, there are some massive changes going on that are for the better, that are good for the country. I include the fact that we are not juicing the employment numbers anymore by using federal government jobs. One of the dirty secrets of the Biden era, kept because the legacy media by and large didn't share it with you, is how dependent the employment numbers were on government jobs. The government just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the Biden administration was trying to limit the damage of the economic headlines that they deserved. So they would use the government. They'd hire lots of people in order to pad the books. And that costs a lot of money. Do you know how much it costs? Just to give you a perspective, it takes 80 private sector employees, 80, to pay for the expenses of one federal government employee. Did you know that? When your paycheck comes out every 2 weeks or the 1st and the 15th, when you get that paycheck and the government takes money out of it, obviously huge percentages of it are going to go to the most expensive things our government covers, which is defense spending, payment on the debt, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, the big ticket items. And then a much smaller percentage of the money that they take from you, of course, will go to government salaries. And there's a lot of government salaries. Right now in the federal government, we have 3 million workers. President Trump is looking to pare that down. He wants to bring that down by about 10%. In other words, 300,000 fewer jobs in the federal government. But every single one of those workers, on average, requires 80 private sector employees to pay for their salary and benefits. It's completely unsustainable. And so in the first month of this administration, President Trump has made it a commitment to pare back the government as aggressively as he can so that the private sector can flourish and they can stop running up the debt, which in turn costs you more when you try to consume any number of goods. Inflation goes up the more the government spends money that we don't have, which is, again, another way to tax you. Except they don't have to pass a tax bill for that one. They just take it right out of the cost of everything you buy in the form of inflation. So the course correction is beginning here. And Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, he was on CNBC today and he talked about this, that we've got to fix this stuff. There's got to be a detox period given what the left has done to this country. Take a listen to Scott Bessent.
Top 10% of Americans are 40 or 50% of consumption. And that is an unstable equilibrium. The bottom 50% of working Americans have gotten killed. We are trying to address that. We're trying to get rates down. And you know, could we be seeing that this economy that we inherited starting to roll a bit? Sure. And look, there's going to be a natural adjustment as we move away from public spending to private spending. The market and the economy have just become hooked. We've become addicted to this government spending, and there's going to be a detox period.
It's because the government's been spending too much money, and it's hurting, as he points out, the bottom 50% of the country the worst. And that makes sense, because the bottom 50% has less money to spend. And then if everything's more expensive, it cripples them. We have over $1 trillion in credit card debt in the country right now. We're at record levels, thanks to the Biden administration. And people are defaulting on that credit card debt. You don't think there's more economic despair ahead if the government keeps spending at these absurd levels? Yes, there will be, for sure. President Trump addressing this a short while ago, this economic data, he has a lot to say on the subject. Take a listen to this.
During the last year, the Biden administration saw a loss of more than 110,000 manufacturing jobs, or 9,000 manufacturing jobs every single month. It averaged about 9,000 a month, 110,000 manufacturing jobs. During the first full month in office, we've not only stopped that manufacturing collapse, but we've begun to rapidly reverse it and get major gains. We created 10,000 manufacturing jobs in February alone.
Okay, so to be clear, as you heard the president say, Biden lost 9,000 manufacturing jobs every single month last year. 9,000 every month. Those are productive jobs. Those are jobs that create things here in the United States. Industry, 9,000 lost every single month last year. President Trump says just in the first month of his administration, they've added 10,000 manufacturing jobs. That's a trend you want to continue.
Yeah, anyway, great update there by Vince Colonnese. Just his immediate ability to break down those jobs numbers on Friday was just great to listen to. And that's coming from somebody who, you know, by Friday, after I've been getting up at O Dark 30 all week long, sometimes I'm tempted to just go to the gym and put on some music. I've had enough, you know, enough news and information filling my brain several hours a day, starting at O Dark 30 in the morning. But I was driving. I was like, man, this guy's really breaking it down well. So thanks to Westwood One for letting us share a recap from what many of you heard on this very radio station on a Friday morning after we wrapped up Montana Talks. But that number of so many different numbers that he shared, that President Trump shared there, it takes 80 of us to fund one of them. 80 private sector workers have to go bust their butts today to pay for one federal worker. What does that tell you? That tells you that this theme that we've been on here on Montana Talks is we've got to make the Montana timber industry great again. We've got to make mining in Montana great again. We need to be rocking the Bakken again. You get 80 more guys rocking the Bakken, you can afford one more federal employee. You get 80 of our Stillwater miners back to work, but you know we need hundreds of our Stillwater miners back to work. We need hundreds of miners working in these mines that we should get up and running near Libby, Montana right now. We're still waiting on the White Sulphur Springs copper mine. That one seems to be on a good path right now. But so think about it. We get 80 timber industry workers out there working in the woods. Not only are they cleaning up our forests and making them less prone to wildfires, not only are they providing timber that can then supply the logs for housing to hopefully make housing more affordable, 80 of those timber workers it's going to take to fund a, you know, one federal worker. Now, you get 80 people back up and running at the Stillwater mine, the numbers probably shift significantly because of the high wages that those mining jobs get. You get 80 mining jobs, you could probably fund even a few more federal workers with just 80 mining jobs alone. But that's the whole point here, is that the whole thing has been flipped upside down. And if we continue on the path that our country already was on, let's be honest, but if we were already on a dangerous path, right? We had, you know, grizzlies right behind us. We had mountain lions. The hair on the back of your neck was standing up if you're an American because you knew the dangerous path our country was on. Before Joe Biden and John Tester really sent it down in the dumps with, you know, 15 million, who knows how many illegal aliens plus that they allowed to invade this country, $36 trillion in debt, a $2 trillion deficit. The whole thing was flipped upside down. When they say we are on an unsustainable path, what they meant was our country is at risk of complete failure, losing the very country that we love, the very livelihoods that many of us take for granted because of this inverse relationship, because of the massive federal government spending. So anyway, great context there by Vince.
This episode is brought to you by Peacock. The new Peacock original documentary, Matthew Perry, A Hollywood Tragedy, dives deep into the beloved actor's rise to fame and his tragic death. Five people, including Perry's personal assistant, two medical doctors, and an alleged Hollywood drug dealer known as the Ketamine Queen, were charged with conspiracy to illegally provide Perry with the ketamine. Explore the details of the case in this heartbreaking special, streaming now only on Peacock.
News commentary.
Could Joe Biden's decline and the cover-up actually be ripe for a federal investigation? I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't take one to tell you Joe Biden has been experiencing cognitive decline for years. He's out of office and out to pasture now, but could his decline actually be the subject of a federal investigation? Missouri AG Andrew Bailey thinks so because he's demanding the DOJ investigate whether President Biden's cognitive decline allowed his unelected staff to push through radical policy without his knowing approval. And if so, Bailey says several of Biden's executive orders, pardons, and other actions are unconstitutional and legally void. Some may want to forget and move on from the Biden years, but this investigation is worthwhile, and I'll tell you why. Several of the people who may have knowingly covered up for his decline are still serving. And besides that, many of the pardons and orders issued by Biden will have lasting implications on our nation. So we deserve to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance for a spotty late-day rain shower developing. High temperatures close to 50 degrees for Bozeman, mid-60s though for Billings. For tonight, slight chance for a light rain-snow mixture early in the evening, with overnight low temperatures dropping back into the lower part of the 30s. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines says what's really happening behind the scenes with the Ukraine deal and 17 illegal aliens busted on a job site in Big Fork, Montana. Plus, Doge highlights wasteful spending, at least what they call wasteful spending, at the University of Montana. You know where all those headlines are at? MontanaTalks.com. Make sure you get the app on your smartphone as well and get the available.
Go to MyLocalCustomers.com and get started by getting your free local customer analysis today.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me do a quick calendar recon for you here. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we can start with your phone calls if you got something you want to talk about. And then Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana, he joins us around 8:20. We've got Ashley Smith-Thomas with Freedoms Fund USA joining us around 8:39 in the 8 o'clock hour. And then the 9 o'clock hour, I think we're just going to keep the phone lines open for the full 9 o'clock hour. Let me double check the calendar here. I say calendar. Yeah, that's the plan. We're just going to have phone lines open. So especially if there's some legislators out there that, you know, you've been trapped in Helena for the last 45, 46 days for the first half of the legislature. Now you're home on transmittal break. Maybe you are busy in committee meetings in the, you know, 8 and 9 o'clock hours for the last 45 days. But now you've got some free time to talk to your constituents or to hear from your constituents. Well, your constituents can call in and sound off in the 9 o'clock hour, or you can too. Of course, the number 406-294-0970. So that's what's coming up in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours of this show. You may want to do a calendar recon of your own as well, because it's already March 10th. Isn't that crazy? It's already March 10th. So good to see the sun shining even after we had to spring forward the clocks. But, you know, what a lot of people really like to do in the spring, especially, you know, spring is the time to sell your home if you're looking to sell, et cetera, or just make an improvement on your own home. Let me tell you about an incredible deal from YHIC, your home improvement company. You can transform your space. They're offering up to a 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Plus, it's a great time to do that remodel right now, because they've got financing you can handle. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 months. That's 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. It's a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat. Get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. Call 406-948-2836 right now. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. Let's see here. Just about out of time in this 7 o'clock hour of the show for you. If you listened in on the 6 o'clock hour of the show, man, we had a ton of fun in the 6 o'clock hour. John Tester, flip-flop, flat-top. He's still flip-flopping, even though he's no longer in office. He traveled all the way down to Los Angeles. He likes those big fancy things. He pretends to be a Carhartt-wearing farmer when he's running for office, but you know it. He loves the bistro cacao, and he loves going to L.A. to, you know, to hang out with all of his Hollywood buddies. But he was on Bill Maher's program on HBO, throwing Kamala Harris under the bus, blaming her for the reason he lost, and so much more. What a good guy, blaming women for his loss, right, for his problems. And Riley Gaines tore into him over something he said about men and women's sports. So if you missed it in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll have it for you. We'll have it for you here later this morning as well, definitely in our statewide hour, because I want to hear what folks in Plentywood, Malta, and Missoula and elsewhere have to say about that one. But Van Jones, who was Obama's green energy czar, he was on CNN over the weekend, and he talked about how Democrats are just in complete disarray right now.
One, defending a broken status quo that nobody likes, because they thought that Donald Trump was going to make it worse. But when you're defending the status quo, you're going to lose. And then offending most people in the country, calling everybody sexist and racist and transphobic and every other name, and then say, please follow us. That's not a good strategy, folks. Defending a broken status quo and offending most of the country, turns out, is not as popular as my party thought it was going to be. And so it's going to take a while for people to get it figured out.
Oh, that's pretty funny there by Van Jones. Every now and then, he's got some common sense that comes through. He's just trying to walk the Democrats off the cliff. The problem is most of them already jumped. They already jumped, and now just, I won't get too graphic. All right, open phones next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We're about to receive another lesson about governments and economic growth, specifically about how hard it is for any government, even a very large and powerful federal government, to make the economy grow faster, and how much more effective government has usually been at destroying growth. That's because when we received a report on how the U.S. economy performed in the first quarter of this year, it's likely to show negative growth for the first time in 3 years. It's not set in stone, but according to the Atlanta Fed's well-regarded nowcast of GDP growth, growth will come in at -2.4% for the first 3 months of the year when it gets announced next month. It still might not come to pass, but if it does, it won't be a complete surprise. The upheaval in tariff policy alone has been destructive to growth. Not only does it pause investment and risk-taking to try to understand where policy is going, but it also steers spending to economically unproductive uses as businesses try to anticipate and mitigate their exposure to new costs. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.